If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
I wanted to spend a little time talking about the issue of renewable energy. And the reason for that is because with this new administration coming in, we're hearing a lot of talk about that. We didn't hear a lot of talk during the Trump administration, some resistance to it, but the Biden-Harris administration is more open to it. So I said, let's find an expert who can shed some light, so to speak. That's actually a wonderful pun now that I think about it, on this. And so joining me now is Eric Posse. He's the Chief Development Officer of Impact Power Solutions and author of the book Clean Wave, Guide to Success in the Green Recovery. Eric, welcome to WGN Radio. Appreciate it.
Paul, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So, am I right in assuming that with the Biden-Harris administration coming in, this notion of renewable energy, it seems to be on a front burner? So, there's a lot of puns one can make with this topic, but it's kind of a front burner topic once again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Addressing the climate crisis is one of the four pillars that the Biden and Harris that are on the Biden and Harris agenda, and that goes along with the pandemic response, racial justice, and the economy. And so, the plan, as it's been laid out, is to achieve 100% clean energy economy, and net zero emissions no later than 2050. And that's going to require quite a heavy lift, and it looks like there's a plan in place to meet those goals.
You know, I think for a lot of people, depending on what line of work you're in, this can be a very a convoluted topic, trying to get our arms around this. I mean, part of it is, I should put solar panels on my house. I get that piece. And then we hear about methane gases. What exactly is renewable energy, and what role does it play for your average citizen who wonders how they are impacting it and what they can do to impact it in a positive way?
Clean energy is a really wide topic, as you could imagine. It encompasses everything from renewable energy like solar and wind projects to energy efficiency and electric vehicles. So I think, you know, really what consumers can be on the lookout for as we head into 2021 is additional policies that help to guide folks to smarter and more cost-effective solutions. You know, and that goes back to everything, you know, that common things that come to mind, like lighting, all the way to new incentives to purchase electric vehicles and as you mentioned, solar panels and solar programs.
So I know that not only will this sort of pick up speed, I think, on the federal level, but a lot of states are attacking this as well. There are a lot of current projects going on in Illinois, for example.
In Illinois, we're starting to see the results of the 2016 Future Energy Jobs Act, which took about 3 years really to unfold and develop. But what we're seeing across the state is investment in rural communities to build new energy infrastructure like wind and solar. Impact Power Solutions, my company, we are wrapping up six projects in southern Illinois, in Macomb, Marshall, Franklin, and Marion counties. And this is providing much-needed revenue for farmers in a time where revenue can be sporadic and changing. And this is part of a program called Community Solar, which is empowering citizens to participate in solar when they otherwise might not be able to install panels on their roofs. So this would apply to renters and other folks. And so Future Energy Jobs Act is something that has really propelled the renewable energy industry in Illinois forward. We are seeing in 2021 a little bit of a slowdown, anticipated slowdown, as that program sunsets in terms of the dollars that are available. But good news on the horizon. The Path to 100 legislation has been introduced in the last session, in the fall veto session, and we expect it to be picked up again in the spring. And that would allow more development in the state and, again, to avoid the slowdown in 2021.
So your company, Impact Power Solutions, are you primarily working with corporations, with large companies that have factories, that have buildings? Or would you take phone calls from, you know, the average homeowner who says, I want to know what I can do?
Yeah, so we specialize in community solar projects. So we go out and meet with landowners and farmers and talk with them about leasing land. And then we typically work on the commercial side. And so some of our clients would be like Target Corporation and Cargill and some of the other larger energy users across the country. But there's certainly a very robust market in Illinois for smaller and more local solar development companies and other energy companies that specialize in helping homeowners make the right decisions.
So I'm not turning this conversation political. I don't mean to do that. But there is a sense when people hear the Green New Deal and they start thinking of AOC and those kind of things, it becomes a political issue. What is your answer to folks who say this is a political issue? My guess is your view of it is it's not supposed to be political.
Right. And I think, the Green New Deal, for the purposes of the election, I think it was politicized and I don't necessarily have a comment on that. But what we do know is that renewable energy is extremely popular, across the aisle. And so we've seen, that recent polling, from Yale Program of Climate Change Communication, which surveyed nearly 1,000 registered voters in the U.S., found that 95% of Democrats and 71% of Republicans were supportive of policies requiring utilities to adopt 100% clean energy standards by 2050. The benefit, though, I think that everybody can get behind is that renewable energy really is the cheapest option today. I've witnessed it firsthand. I've been in solar energy for 14 years. I've seen the cost drop by more than 85% in that time, and we're starting to see now that it's more cost-effective to build new wind and solar facilities than it is to operate existing coal plants. And so that's kind of hard to wrap your head around, but the exponential improvement behind clean energy is facilitating this transition that we're in the midst of.
We're just about out of time, so with my apologies to the callers who had questions for you, but the book Clean Wave, is that one that individuals would enjoy reading in terms of getting some individual tips out of it?
Absolutely. So really, the book, which can be found at cleanwavebook.com, it really goes through the past, present, and future of clean tech, and it has actionable advice for career seekers that are interested in the space. Okay. And, if we're to hit our 2050 goal, we're going to be requiring millions of new jobs across the country. And that was really my goal, is to help educate the next generation of clean energy leaders.
All right. Eric Posse, Chief Development Officer for Impact Power Solutions, author of the book Clean Wave. Thanks for your time, sir. You've shed some light on a complicated topic. Have a happy new year.
You too. Thanks, Paul.
All right. And you are listening to 720 WGN.